This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service. ATSCU.com. Alabama this week, Tua Tagovailoa may be a little hindered by his knee. Touchdown Turnover. I know it's Monday, but let's throw out a guess that Jalen Hurts will start for Alabama this game. You look at Alabama's schedule, they play us, they have a bye week, and then they play LSU. I think LSU may be a tougher game for them than us, if you're just keeping it real here. Do you see Alabama resting Tua, playing Jalen Hurts, starting Jalen Hurts, and kind of seeing what happens, and maybe Tua as a emergency outlet if they need? Touchdown, a turnover. Jalen Hurts starts against Tennessee this weekend.
I'll say turnover, but honestly, it's just really hard to say because the extent of this injury is not super clear at the moment, and it probably won't be clear because Alabama ain't gonna give that information out for free.
Nope.
I'll just say that Tua does start in this game. It's a Tennessee game. No matter how you slice it, for Alabama, it's a big game. It's in conference. They ultimately, the score may end up looking like it's a throwaway game for Bama, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's in conference, big time broadcast television game, and so I think that they put their best guy out there, and of course this is me assuming that this injury isn't too bad, and I guess we will see here in the future, but that's just my guess at the moment, but Ben, what do you think?
I think Jalen Hurts starts on Saturday, and Nick Saban and Alabama use this, I hate to put it like this, but uses the Tennessee game as another bye week for Tua individually, get him ready for the LSU game. He was banged up the week before Missouri. Who was their last opponent? Arkansas. He kind of banged his knee in that Arkansas game. And then this past week against Missouri on Saturday, he didn't have the same zip or the same accuracy that he had showed to start the season. Now, granted, he still made a couple really nice plays, but he didn't put up those video game numbers where he was 20 of 22 or something like that. So I do think the knee was hampering him. And then he took a pretty good shot. He was down on the field for 2 to 3 minutes, and then they had him in the injury tent for 10, 15, 20 minutes. So it seems pretty serious to me, and as a result, I think you'll see Nick Saban try to get Tua 2 weeks before the LSU game, because right now that LSU game is setting up to be a better football game than what we thought it would be.
Nick Saban's in a really good spot. I mean, he had this quarterback controversy during the summer. You won championship last year when you benched Hurts there after the first half. Went with Tua. He brought you back. You win championship. There's been talk about Hurts transferring midseason. He missed that deadline after week four, week five. And here he is. I mean, if you are Nick Saban, having Tua hurt but not seriously hurt is probably the best of both worlds, because now you can play Jalen Hurts. He's happy. And then you bring back Tua when you actually may really need him, and he's healthy, and then you continue to win. So Nick Saban has been, I guess, blessed with a really good situation if Tua knee is just an injury that just needs a little bit of rest. If it's serious, then no, this is bad. But a sprain or something minor, you rest him. He comes back against LSU, and you're back to doing what you were doing before, which was throwing touchdown passes. But I'll go touchdown. I think Nick Saban will take this moment and use this injury to get Hurts in there and play very well. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the opposite, but I'm going to step out there on the limb and say touchdown. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get to Mike in Atlanta. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mike. How you feeling, man?
Man, what a great football weekend. You know, on top of Tennessee winning, the only thing that could have made it any better was for Georgia to get their teeth kicked in. Well, and they did.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a great day of football. We had a bunch of people over. We watched the Tennessee game, and then we watched the Georgia game. So it was just an added bonus.
Yeah, great weekend, man. The only thing that could have made it better if the Bears would have closed out the game like they're supposed to. They should be undefeated right now, but they didn't close it out. Lost to Brock Osweiler, and then the Titans just got embarrassed by the Ravens. That could have been a better weekend, but hey, I'll take Tennessee winning every day of the week if it means that my Bears
will
lose.
The Falcons won. So it's good.
Man. Not yet. Nah.
Whatever. All right, guys. Y'all have a good show.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Matt. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, I was just giving the call. After that game, I thought back to that press conference after Georgia when, just Pruitt said, hey, we got the fight in us. We're not going to quit. And just him getting emotional gets me excited and talking about how, you know, Georgia tried to change the way we thought, change the way we played. And those boys showed so much fight on Saturday against Auburn on the road. Granted, you know, it was a noon game and students weren't there, you know, like they would have been. But, hey, those boys came prepared. They had the right mindset. I saw a hustle all day. I saw us throwing the ball down the field. I saw us running hard, defense getting after it. And bless Congbo, man. He finally had himself a heck of a game, and then he has to go down. So that's a real tough loss there for him. And I think he was finally turning that page. But, you know, like Turkey Man says, we saw the tunnel. And I think I saw the Instagram post from the team and the boys celebrating in the locker room, singing Rocky Top. And I think this is what this team needed. They finally got a taste of what that winning feeling feels like. And I think they just suffered for so long. And now that they got a glimpse and they got that taste of that win, they're going to want more of it. And I hope they go out and get after it. And then I'll be in Rocky Top this Saturday cheering on those Vols. And I'll tell you what, I don't know right now, but if Jalen Hurts starting, Vols by 50. Let's go.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for the phone call. I'll say the same thing again. As I said, when Tennessee was frantically looking for a head coach and fans wanted the name, I said all they needed was a good football coach that was a good person and that the players were going to respect and play for, and that Tennessee had the resources, that Tennessee had the fan base, that everything was in place if you just had a coach that could match those two things. And that's Jeremy Pruitt, a good football coach, and the players play for him. And maybe it was that Georgia game that started it. Maybe it was that post-game press conference that really started it. I don't know. But we saw a different team out there on Saturday than we saw against Florida, than we saw against West Virginia. Coaching matters. Having your coach care about you matters. And trust matters, and we saw that on Saturday. Definitely saw that. Let's go to Josh. Josh, good morning.
Jason, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, Josh. Good morning.
Well, I wanted to go back to Saturday real quick. Jason, can you confirm that Ben rolled Toomer corner?
He did not roll Toomer's corner. There was a security person on watch there. Also, it's not allowed for people to roll Toomer's corner unless Auburn wins. And so we don't want Ben to get in trouble, because I wasn't going to bail Ben out.
Man, I was looking forward to that. I didn't know if we had some feet on it or not. But
yeah, we were communicating after the game. Charlie and myself, we have group texts, and we were like, "All right, Ben, let's get it." And Ben was like, "Well, it's gonna take me some time to get back to the car, get the toilet paper, let some of the Auburn fans clear out." And Ben was there. He was ready to go. He had his toilet paper, and he was gonna roll to his corner. But when he got there, he saw the watchman, and then he saw the sign. And we don't want Ben to get in trouble again. I don't know if I would have been able to bail Ben out. Probably would need some help there. But I'm pretty sure a lot of Vol fans would have pitched in.
Yeah, he's definitely better in the show than in a cell, so I'm
correct.
Okay with him not doing it.
Ben is fragile, man. I don't know if he can make it in jail.
Well, a couple more things real quick. Also about Saturday, I hadn't heard anybody talk about it, but I was hearing on some shows that we had a 3+ turnover margin, but we only won by 6 or only won by 4, whatever we won by. We won. I don't care. The last touchdown that Auburn had, that looked like a pick to me. I mean, slow motion kind of makes things run real slow, and it looked like he may have possession of the ball, but I don't ever think he really held it. I think we did a good job of staying aggressive, tipping the ball up in the air, and some.
I agree.
Did you see that?
I did. I agree. At first, I was like, "Ah, that's a touchdown." But then, as I went back and I watched it, I was like, "Wait a minute! He did not maintain possession. He was bobbling
exactly.
in, went behind his back, and then we knocked it out and picked it off." I thought, and this is where Jerm Pruitt can improve. I thought Jerm Pruitt should have challenged that one, and he should have challenged Joy Murphy's catch.
Oh, yeah.
I thought those were two opportunities for Jerm Pruitt to challenge. He can challenge those now as a head coach. And so I thought he missed that opportunity. It's okay. Tennessee won. But I would have liked to have seen us kind of challenge that play because I think one of those gets overturned.
For sure. Well, last thing, and I'll get out of y'all's hair. We're talking about the expectation of maybe getting a few more wins and going to a bowl game. I always kind of have the thought process that not only does that, bowl opportunity help get another win, but it helps get these young guys an extra month of practice. Can you kind of speak on maybe the developments that were made when you were playing, just what that extra month of practice means for the football program and maybe the recruiting aspect as well?
Yeah, recruiting aspect is awesome because the early signee guys, they get to join you. And they get a chance to kind of, breathe in the air of college football and kind of see the culture and see what's expected of them. I remember when we had a early enrollee practice with us there at the Cotton Bowl, and that jump-started him for that upcoming spring. So it's very, very important, and it's a good time for the young guys to get developmental work. Yes, you're going to put your prep in. You're going to put in game plan for the starters, guys who you think could go out there and help you win the bowl game. But it's a really great time for the guys who are redshirting, for the third-string guys to get some development and kind of jumpstart their spring as well. All right, Ben, we did not do around the SEC when we were scheduled, so let's do that. Oh, let's first get to Volstorm, then we'll go back and do it before we take this first break of the second hour. Volstorm, good morning.
Hey, it's good to be alive and living in Tennessee, boys.
Good morning, Volstorm.
I'm a little disappointed in young Ben. There had to be some way to be able to at least get one roll of toilet paper up in one of those trees.
Well, and the thing is, like, the trees are they're not strong anymore. They used
they're
to be
scrawny looking.
They're weak looking. Like they
really?
look like the trees that are on UT's campus in the new construction area. Like they just got planted.
Now, this is a good point from Robbie Underwood here. He just said on Twitter, at a minimum, you should have gone to an administrative building or something and just rolled a bush out front or maybe a tree out front of a different building. Get away from that security guard. And you still could have stuck it to Auburn.
I mean, I
just not.
Yeah,
I thought about doing
just
that.
Just like Tennessee, you have to be able to play against the referees.
That's true. I thought about doing that, but I mean, I didn't think it was going to be as efficient, so I decided against it. I was more focused on finding food.
I love getting a win. I mean, this is something that this city, this fan base has been hungry for a long time, but I have to say, That had to be some of the worst officiating I've ever seen.
It was bad, man. They missed a false start.
Between the touchdown, you had a couple catches by UT, and then there was one play in particular that sticks out in my mind. Auburn's on offense, the tackle clearly jumped back before the ball is even snapped, and they're just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that touchdown run there in the first half, I mean, offensive lineman clearly moved, and they missed they missed that call. They didn't have their best day.
No. But it's nice to be able to call in, celebrate a win, especially against an SEC West opponent on the road. You know, we'll just we'll go on there this weekend and do whatever it is we got to do, make sure to stay healthy, and get ready for the end of the season run, boys.
I like it, Volstorm. Thanks, man. Thanks for the phone call. Got to keep JG healthy. Cannot allow JG to get hurt in this game. You may be behind. You may be trying to chase some points. You may have to throw the ball. That is a perfect opportunity for Alabama to pin their ears back, come after the quarterback. We'll need another great performance from Trey Smith and Drew Richmond and pass protection, because one thing you cannot afford is JG to get hurt, because now you're ruining your chances to win post-Alabama game. So got to come out of that game healthy. All right, Ben, let's go around the SEC. Where are we going today?
Well, on Mondays, we go all around the SEC and talk about all the games that happened over the weekend. You had number 14, Florida, squeaking by Vanderbilt 37-27, and Derek Mason about to whoop Dan Mullen's you-know-what. I was really hoping that Dan Mullen was going to quit playing the pull-me-back card and actually go confront Derek Mason, because I promise you Dan Mullen does not want any of Derek Mason. You also had LSU blowing out Georgia 36-16, which was a beautiful, beautiful sight. Texas A&M goes on the road and beats South Carolina 26-23. You had Alabama blowing out Derek Dooley's Missouri offense 39-10. And then you had Ole Miss coming back and beating Arkansas 37-33.
Yeah, I got a chance to watch a little bit of that Arkansas game, and God, that stinks for them, man. Those kids had that win right there, but they didn't pick up that crucial third down. Had a drop pass by a wide receiver, and it allowed Ole Miss to get the ball back, and they went down and scored, and Arkansas was unable to recover. You got to learn how to win. And Arkansas missed a prime opportunity. But I feel like LSU would beat Georgia. I think LSU is a good football team. I think people really overreact sometimes. And they did that when LSU lost to Florida. It was a game. It's any given Saturday. LSU didn't play their best game. Receivers dropped the ball, had some turnovers from Joe Burrow. But they came back, they fixed those, and they beat Georgia. I just haven't been that impressed with Georgia. You know, they beat us by 26 points, but they were – out of sync in a huge way on offense, and that came back to bite them in the butt against a team with more talent they lost. So around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Design. 42SD.com is the website. Call Mike at 865-382-7007. 42nd Street is the only company I trust my branding with. You can go to their website and fill out their website form if you want a custom design website. If you need logo design, print design, and branding, or a custom website, you can do that with 42nd Street Design. No cookie cutter template website designs there. They do it the right way, and they did the Swain event the right way. It is fantastic. So happy, so impressed and pleased with my website. So huge thank you to 42nd Street Design. Again, that is 42SD.com. We will take a break, and we will get ready for Neil and Mafia, who is waiting patiently on line one. So stay with us. Neil and Mafia is coming up next.
T-
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
All right, it's time. It's time for one of the best callers in Swain event history, and that is Neil and Mafia. Neil and Mafia, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Morning, Benjamin. Is Charlie there today?
Charlie is here.
Oh, I am here.
He's not on vacation.
Oh, the gang is all there. I'm watching the game Saturday, and I've got fudge rounds, and I've got brownies, and I've got Nutty Buddies, and I got like a 2-liter Coke, and I start watching the game, and I'm getting excited, getting tunnel. He's throwing, he's dishing dimes, and then I found out that Swain, do you know what they do with trees down in Auburn? They put teepee on them. And I ate more, candy, and then all of a sudden, it was the great Cornholio. And I needed teepee for the trees. And I went down, and I was like, that's my God, you will teepee Philip Fulmer's bunghole. And Phil's going to go, and he's going to have to teepee his bunghole. And Garantano was like, are you threatening me? I will call Batuli on you. And Charlie Burris, he will teepee Beverly Davenport's bunghole. And we'll have all the teepee for all the bungholes. And Ben McGee, he's gonna TP. He's gonna TP West Rucker's bunghole. And it's gonna roll.
Patilio, oh, I would hate for Patilio's bungolio to get polio. And then I started calming down, and then we won, and the candy rush fell off of me, and I was back to being the Mafia. And it was great. We had won, and we had slayed the demon, and I just...
Standing ovation.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
The commitment to the Cornholio character there was excellent, and I want you to know that your impression was spot on, and I am in awe.
Beavis, man.
You are too kind, man. You guys are the greatest. I did have one little serious question. What are we looking at with the Kongbo being out? Are we looking more toward a platoon type situation with Johnson, or what really are we looking at there?
I mean, it's next man up. That's just the way it works. And, golly, I feel so bad for Kongbo because he was turning the corner. You know, he was buying in.
He was.
And then, boom, he tears his ACL. And that was an injury that when you saw that hit, you knew it was serious. I mean, hit him right on the knee. I thought it was a legal hit. But you just hate that because now he is done at the University of Tennessee. But DeAndre Johnson came in, got a sack there on fourth down against Jared Stidham. So it's another opportunity for other guys to step up and kind of fill that hole. You hate that for Kongbo, but it is next man up.
Yep. Guys, man, I was just so emotional, man. It was so great to see us, you know, not get it stripped away from us this time. Never give up. Keep fighting. And, man, I'm kind of beside myself this morning. Wanted to call in, talk to you guys. So, y'all have a good morning.
Hey, thank you, Neil and Mafia. You can't beat Beavis and Butthead before 9 a.m. on a Monday. He nailed Beavis. He nailed it.
That was really, really good because that – you know, if you try to do an impression, one of the great characters in all of cartoons, you could go off the rails there, and he really, really nailed it.
So Neil and Mafia is disappointed, Ben, that you didn't TP somebody's bunhole down at Auburn.
Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
Bunhole? I don't know.
Hey, whatever.
It's very disappointing in you, Ben. It's okay, man.
I will not be going close to Wes Rucker in that situation ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Is it going to be – well, I guess Wes doesn't wake up before like 10 o'clock every day. I was going to say, if he heard that, is it awkward today at the press conference between you and Wes today, Ben?
I don't know if Wes knows me, but I'd imagine it would be somewhat awkward if he did.
Wes knows you, man. He knows you.
Yeah, he knows you.
865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's take a look at the text box this morning. I know that it is buzzing with all type of people, very, very happy about – this win over Auburn. This team was ranked in the top 25. This defense was a top 10 defense. And Tennessee at some times thrashed them. Now, at other times had too many negative plays, too many plays in the backfield trying to run the football. But something that we talked about all season long starting in fall camp, one thing I noticed was that how well we were high-pointing some of our deep throws, our deep passes. Josh Palmer and Callaway really had the best camp as far as making catches on DBs, making catches while being covered, high-pointing the football. Juwan wasn't – remember, he wasn't healthy the entire fall camp. And I felt like this fall camp, I said it, that Tennessee's wide receivers had a chance to be one of the best groups in the SEC at 50-50 balls. And Saturday, that was on full display. Callaway had two, Palmer had one, and then Juwan Jennings had one for a touchdown. I don't know how you let Juwan Jennings get behind you, but he did. And he did a good job of fending off the DB, coming down with the catch. And Juwan played possessed. Number 15, you know what you're going to get every single time. Started off with the crackback block, and then you had a couple first down conversions there from Juwan. Juwan was great, but I think if you had to give the game ball to one person, it would be number two. It would be Jared Garantano, who was 8 for 8 on third down and 8-plus for 168 yards and a touchdown. And then also he was 11 for 14 on third downs as a whole with 188 yards and 9 first down conversions. Man, he was – excuse me. 11 out of 14, so 11 first down conversions. But he had a great game and answered a lot of critics. Very, very happy for him. The sky is only up, and Tennessee will host a ton of recruits this weekend to show them that how they can be used next year, how they still need their services. So huge win for Tennessee. Owen Papoe, the all-world linebacker from Grayson High School, teammate of Wanya Morris, who is currently committed to Auburn. What does that do for him? I'm hearing that he has a really great relationship with Jeremy Pruitt. Does that change anything? We'll see. Hour 2 continues here on the Swain Event. Hour 2 is brought to you by Alumni Hall. Get game day ready.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including our dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit, less finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man. Select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain Event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Things change really fast in the SEC. Really fast. A couple of months ago, Gus Malzahn beats Alabama. Arkansas is calling Gus Malzahn to come home. So what Gus Malzahn won a ton of high school state championships there with that offense. And Auburn looked like they were ready to move on from Gus Malzahn. They beat Alabama. I mean, beat them down. They signed Gus Malzahn to an extension before the SEC championship game. Georgia puts a hurt on Auburn. And then Auburn goes out there and allows Central Florida to be national champions, or think they are. And their lack of performance against the Knights, they lose that game. And then they come out this season and barely beat Washington. Now, Washington's a good football team. Chris Peterson is one of the best coaches in college football, but barely beat Washington. And then they lost to LSU, lost to Mississippi State, and then lose to Tennessee in a week where we heard a lot about infighting. We heard a lot about defensive players not being big fans of Jarrett Stidham. Cole Kublik goes on a rant on the Feinbaum show on Friday, calling out whoever is talking to the media inside that locker room. They had a players-only meeting by one of their defensive players. They come out, and they look good in the first drive. And they hit some adversity, and then, boom, things started to unravel. Jarrett Stidham couldn't take care of the football. Threw a pick to Bryce Thompson. Threw a pick to Jonathan Combo. One thing that I saw on Saturday, and Cole Kublik tweeted it out, was that on one of those interceptions, on the trick play attempt by Auburn, Jermaine Pruitt called a blitz as the ball was being snapped. And it looked like it was Baylen Buchanan who went on the blitz, but he gets to Jarrett Stidham, and he throws an errant pass, and Jonathan Combo gets that pick. I think it was right after was it Combo's pick or Bryce Thompson's pick? It was one of those picks. But it was right after a missed field goal where Tennessee missed the opportunity to get some points. And Tennessee comes back, get the ball, and they go up and score. So
I believe that was Bryce Thompson's after the
it was, yeah.
field goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The things change so fast in the SEC. And Gus Malzahn signed that 7-year, $49 million contract. His buyout now is at $32, $33 million. And look at where he is now. Times have changed so much in the last couple of months in the SEC. And then think about Tennessee's football team. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Tennessee maybe not winning another game. Tennessee may not win another game if they play like they continue to play after that Florida game. But here we are. Great performance against Auburn. Going to be a tough test against Alabama, but the next couple games after that, you have a chance to win 7 or 8 games in the regular season if you continue to play like you've played against Auburn. So, again, funny how things change fast in SEC.
If you just grab two of Kentucky, South Carolina, Missouri, Vanderbilt, that'd be a seven, right?
Yep.
Six.
Yeah, it'd be six.
Yeah, six win season. You make a bowl game. You win three out of those four. It's 7-win season, and I mean that's. I think at 7, you're exceeding everyone's expectations. I mean, I don't know that anyone who – I don't really know anyone who came into the season saying this Tennessee team is definitely a 7-win squad. And so, yeah, it's all there for Tennessee. And honestly, right now, I want to give a couple shout-outs to a couple of listeners to the show who really called this. We had I had it up. We had a listener last week that said he had a dream that Tennessee was going to beat here it is, Tyson Ellis. He said that he had a dream that Tennessee was going to beat Auburn. And I remember I mentioned it on the show. Lo and behold, it comes true. He writes into the Facebook here and he says, "My dream came true."
That's right.
And I got to give Tyson Ellis credit there. And then we also had another listener, Curtis, who tweeted me in August 7th. He tweeted me and he said, "I think that Tennessee will upset Auburn." And I said, "Hey, let's hope that it happens." Yesterday he went back, found that tweet, and then he tweeted at me and he said,
it happened.
Right.
And I love that. I love the confidence. I love that this team is coming through for the fans. And it's, man, it's just so much more fun talking about a win. Gosh, what a refreshing Monday it's been.
Ken on the text box says, agree with Charlie. I don't think it's worth sacrificing 7-9 first down plays to set up one first down throw in the fourth quarter. Could have been more successful early in the game, mixing up the plays early on. Understand staying faithful to the run, but that was overkill. And I don't think it was just a normal first down throw. That was an explosive play. Hey, and that's fair to question. That's fair. But I don't think today is the best day to sit here and make it seem like that Tyson Helton did a bad job of running the ball on first down when he did, in fact, set that play up to Josh Palmer. That sealed the deal. And he got the look that he wanted, and he took advantage of it. Great throw by Jared. Probably could have let it out a little bit further for him. He probably would have scored. But you got points on that possession. And if Jared did not go – 8-for-8 and 11-for-14 on his third down passes, and they didn't have success on third down, then, yeah, we would be sitting here blasting Tyson Helton's first down runs over and over and over. His repetitive first down runs. But instead, we're talking about Jared delivering on third down. I think that's the difference. He was successful. And so because he was successful, I'm not going to sit here and rip Tyson Helton's first down runs as much as I would have if Jared was not successful throwing the football. Orange Elephant says, anyone agree that Auburn's last touchdown wasn't fully controlled? Should have been an interception. I agree, Orange Elephant. Tennessee Girl says, so happy we took a road trip to support our Vols. So proud of the Tennessee fans that showed up. From SEC Nation, singing Rocky Top in the stadium, Auburn fans treated us with nothing but respect. They even congratulated us on the win. This girl is tired but happy. Bring on Bama. Cash Money Vol 98 says, question for Ben. Was the Auburn crowd like Tennessee's? Do they boo every time something doesn't go absolutely perfect?
They were not like Tennessee's crowd in the sense of bringing the energy, and I do think that is because of the early kick and fall break and their displeasure with Gus Malzahn at the moment. They did not boo every single time things did not go their way. They were booing more the coaching staff and Jarrett Stidham. There were a lot of boos for Jarrett Stidham. That was not fun to see just because you feel bad for him because he is a college kid. But I do think there is a large portion of those boos geared towards Gus Malzahn rather than not things going their way.
Yeah.
You could hear a big part of that on TV. When Auburn would just make these atrocious plays like they did, you could hear people just raining down the boos.
Well, Gus and Chip Lindsey had the same problem that Butch Jones and his offensive coordinator had in the sense of the first 10 to 15, 20 plays of the game would be near perfect, and they would look good on those first 10 to 15 plays. And then after that, they just did not know how to call plays or make adjustments or anything like that. So that's the big gripe with Auburn fans right now.
You look at Jalen McCleskey transferring from Oklahoma State because he's not being used properly, or he was not being used properly. You know, they were running him on some shallow crosses and didn't really allow him to run the full complement of routes there. And he decided he's going to transfer and go somewhere else. Well, you look at Auburn's receivers, they've had a couple transfer, but you look at Swartz, that fast dude from Auburn, number 5, they didn't use him properly. They don't use their wide receivers properly. And I don't ever understand why a top wide receiver would want to go to Auburn. Number one, they're not successful unless they have a running quarterback who can't throw. They got lucky with Cam Newton getting him. Cam Newton is a once-in-a-lifetime type of player. But Swartz was grossly underused, underutilized. And Auburn had their chances. I think Gus Malzahn's system is what got them beat because they did not go outside the box. They did not go downfield with some of their passes, and they could have probably had more success in the passing game. All right, going back to the text box, Larry says Ty Chandler cannot be stopped when he gets in the secondary. Chris says, Swain, did you see Callaway on Got Moss this weekend? ESPN segment there on, I want to say it was Sunday Countdown. It's been a while since one of our guys have gotten recognition at that level. If you're unfamiliar, that's basically Randy Moss plays of the week, similar to his former playmaking ability. I'm sure that you are aware of this segment. That kind of recognition is good for our team and our players, absolutely. T-Love says 100 for what goes to the offensive line, the Tennessee Titans. Titans look terrible. Jonesboro Jeremy says, can I get an attaboy to the David Crockett Pioneers? 8-0, best record in school history. There it is. Joe Hall, 2248, says, is it me or does our defense look faster and more physical than we've seen in years? They seem to have bought in, and it looks awesome. Never felt like Auburn could move around comfortably without being hit or having three or four guys run the ball. Yeah, Alexa Johnson was outrageous on Saturday. There was a few times where Auburn forgot to block him, but there were some other times where he was just relentless in his pursuit of the quarterback. So he did a really good job. Kyle Phillips did a good job. Combo, Darrell Taylor, they really got after Jarrett Stidham, made his life real difficult. Chris says, I've heard that our team has top 15 talent. We play like a top 15 team Saturday. I know Auburn is having trouble right now, but that defensive front at Auburn was as good as there is. I felt like our O held their own. Our defense stopped Gus Malzahn's offense. Think about that for a minute. How bad had we been in the past against those offenses? I felt like Auburn's offenses problems were caused by Tennessee. The TV people seem to blame it on the poor play by Auburn. I mean, Stidham was shook the whole game. Our boys were all over him from the beginning.
Yep.
True words have never been spoken. For what is coming up next, and man, do I have a good one. I got to give it to a Tennessee native. We do that next on the Swain Event, live from Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive.
For what is coming up on the Swain Event.
There is a 30% chance of showers today, mostly cloudy, with a high of 77 and a low of 56. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, cloudy, with a high of 66 and a low of 48. Wednesday looks to be mostly sunny, with a high in the mid-60s. Here on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
All right, we have For What here on the Swain event, where we highlight folks just being stupid out here. Questionable decision-making. We highlight that in our segment For What here on the Swain event. I'm going to send Ben mine, because there's a little video that needs to be played. And so we'll get that queued up for you to really highlight how big of a For What I have today. But Ben, Charlie, what do y'all have today?
This one's a little ridiculous, but it's from the state of Tennessee, so I wanted to include it. Bristol, Tennessee, everybody. Here's your headline. Man run over by lawnmower while trying to kill son with chainsaw.
What?
A man who police say was run over by a lawnmower was trying to kill his son with a chainsaw, and he, as a result, had to have his leg amputated. So that's, you know, that's not good, but it's not like this is a good person. He was trying to kill his son. The Bristol Herald Courier reports that a warrant for a 76-year-old Douglas Ferguson couldn't be served until Tuesday because of the severity of his injuries. According to Sullivan County Sheriff's Office, officers were called to the home where Ferguson was bleeding from his leg and head. The preliminary investigation indicated that he had tried to attack his son with a chainsaw while mowing the yard. The detective said that the father and son had an ongoing feud. Ferguson had not only lost his leg, but has been charged with second degree attempted murder and violating probation. So a really, really, really bad day for old Douglas Ferguson. Point being, don't feud with your son and attack him with a chainsaw, or you'll lose your leg and get charged with attempted murder. So just wanted to throw that one in there. A ridiculous story out of this beautiful state that we are in. But that's my For What for today.
Tell me if you have heard this 1,000 times growing up. Your parents used to tell me, now my uncle didn't bring me into this world, but he told me he would take me out. Mom and dad would tell their kids growing up, I brought you into this world, I can take you out. Well,
old Doug Ferguson took that a little too literally.
My man Doug was serious about that. And he wasn't just talking about it, he was being about it.
Yep.
Speaking of talking about it and being about it, if you ask me who is the biggest trash talker in the NFL, who would you say, Charlie?
The biggest trash talker at the moment is Jalen Ramsey.
It's Jalen Ramsey. He's the biggest trash talker. And when you are the biggest trash talker, it's great when you win. You talk your trash, it's cool, whatever. But when you lose, you got to be able to have that same energy. You got to be able to own it. And the Jaguars got embarrassed by the Dallas Cowboys. Gave up 40 points, and Jalen Ramsey got torched by not Julio Jones, not Antonio Brown, not DeAndre Hopkins, not A.J. Green, but Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley had 100 yards, a couple touchdowns. Cole Beasley lit up the Jaguar. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys, who they don't have a number one receiver. They have a bunch of dudes by committee. Jason Witten retired. They cut Dez Bryant. And the Cowboys throw up 40 points. Now, Jalen Ramsey,
when he talks to the media, man, he's always talking some trash. And the Tennessee native, I love myself from Jalen Ramsey, by the way. I don't want people to think that I dislike him by putting him on for what.
I don't. I dislike him, and I think he's awful.
But I like him a lot. He's a stud. He's from Tennessee. But, Jalen, you got to have that same energy, man, when you lose. And Jalen Ramsey sounded like a front runner. Sounding like a spoiled brat here. And here's the audio of Jalen Ramsey's post-game comments in the locker room after taking that L to the Cowboys.
How much of a shock is it that this defense comes out? I guess there has to be, considering the talent he does have.
You guys played together a lot as a secondary. How do you kind of explain some of the blown assignments that you guys had early in this game?
Coach said that he felt like it wasn't an effort issue. It was a miscommunication issue. Would you agree with that?
Jalen, what challenge did Cole Beasley pose today?
This defense usually plays with a lot of swagger and confidence. What needs to happen to kind of get you guys mojo back?
I don't know.
Hey, you got what it takes in this room to kind of regroup and get back on track?
Yeah, we'll see.
Is this still the best defense in the NFL, Jalen? Is this still the best defense in the NFL?
We ain't playing like it.
There's a time in 2016 you thought the Cowboys would take you instead of Zeke. Did you have a chance to talk to Zeke today?
How big is this one coming up with Houston at home, division game?
It's the next one.
Is your guys prime wounded a little bit?
No.
You personally, I mean, have you experienced a loss like this?
Oh, man.
He can give out all that talk till he starts getting beat.
Come on, Jalen Ramsey. Don't be a sore loser there, man. Come on, Jalen Ramsey. Answer those questions, man. You do know. You got to have that same energy as you did when you were talking all that trash. Hour 3 coming up live from Beatty Chevrolet.